It will be a true test on if you can sit still.
Yeah.
To not tap your mic.
I've got all the data I need. There's no way.
More bears. I think I can make that happen.
I went to public school. You know, sitting still.
Please refrain from shooting lasers onto the field.
A little bit TQ with it.
Show both my breaths.
Hey, maybe I take the gum out of my stupid mouth.
I didn't say it a minute ago, you were chomping in my ears.
Chomping on that. Good Lord. Between two bears, I'm Matt. He's Evan, part of the Dave Campbell's Texas Football Republic of Football
Republican Network. Nailed it.
I just had to slow down. Uh-huh. It was like a Euro step. I just had to slow down for half a step. Bucket.
You zigged. Bucket. I thought you were going to zag. All it takes.
It is bucket season. We have...
Speaking of buckets.
So close. We are so close to March Madness. That's the one thing I didn't do this season. I didn't play Future for March Madness, like the first episode of March.
I usually do that. Well, listener, you probably heard it when this episode started. That's the magic of podcast editing. You already heard us play the Future song.
Evan, are there police lights outside your window?
You know what's going on. I have these Nanoleaf lights Hank put me onto, but I can't get it to go off of responding just to sound. So whenever I talk, it's hearing the sound of my voice.
Why is it only red and blue? Why is it red and blue? It looks like the cops are coming to get you.
Well, they're actually... I'm at the precinct right now, Matt.
With the mustache and the blue hoodie. And
I have to turn these Nanoleafs off. That is so funny. Wait, I think I fixed it. I think it's just a solid light now.
Okay.
It was just responding to my voice, and it was like lighting up with my speech pattern.
What a start. What a start. You know what? I don't have anything else to like really transition us into it.
What have you been up to? I haven't seen you in a month.
That can't be true. That can't be true. There's no way that's true.
I don't live near you. We haven't recorded in a month.
That can't be true.
It's gotta be close.
Okay. If that's true, that's bad.
Well, some updates that's on bad. My side, Matt.
Life is good. Yeah. Tuesday evenings and Saturday mornings have opened back up again. We'll dive into why that is later. I've just been enjoying like all of the late games with stakes, like in the Big 12, but the Mountain West has been fantastic. The Big East has been fun. The SEC has been fun. Like more teams than usual have been fun in the SEC. The Big Ten has been stinky as usual.
That's just regular Big Ten ball.
We are ramping up to like when I'm happiest in the year, when it's not oppressively hot and there's basketball.
I've been on the road for most of the last month, and I get a lot of time in front of televisions when I'm on the road. So I've been watching a lot of basketball. Really?
I want you to surprise me with either something you watched or a take, like an opinion you formed over the course of the basketball you've watched over the last couple of weeks, like something that I would not predict you would be able to generate, like impress me.
Sure. Okay. I think Tennessee is going to win the whole thing. I think they got that big bitch Dalton. Have you heard of this guy Dalton?
Connect.
Matt, he scored like 49 on Pablo's Auburn Tigers.
And not like in a way where Auburn was just playing bad defense.
No, and they're good. Yeah. And they're very good.
Okay.
So I think because of that, Dalton,
you think they have the best
thing.
Player in the country. And that's why. Sure. Okay, fair. Can you name one other player on Tennessee? This is not like, you watch basketball. Huh? I'm just curious, like... Because I can only name one other play on.
Can you?
Dominique Ziegler. And like, that's it.
We used to have a wide receiver named Dominique Ziegler.
Now you say that, and as soon as it came out of my mouth,
he was on the 04 team. He was
Ziegler,
on the 04
Tennessee.
To 07
teams. We're
going to
find out.
He was number four. I used to play with him when Zakai
Ziegler. Dominique is probably what popped into my head because of Baylor. It is Zakai Ziegler. Yeah. It always.
Are you sure?
I'm positive, dude. Positive. I just googled. He's a little guy. He's a little guy like me. Anyway,
yeah, he was Tevin Reese's grandfather. You are a liar, Matt. It says it right here. Dominique Ziegler.
Yes, played... the Baylor player, but the Tennessee player is Zakai Ziegler.
I don't care about that.
Yeah, I know.
I wasn't talking about that at all.
Oh boy, just like that interaction right there. Baylor basketball has. Run into a little bit of a rough patch, but not even a rough patch, I would say. Baylor gets a great win against Kansas, a great win against Texas, and then stubs their toe against Texas Tech. What did, like, give me the vibes you're getting over the last three games with the Kansas, Texas game and Texas Tech game.
Yeah. They are so high. They're as high as they've been all season. I've been telling Madison, we're really one Eves Missy free throw away from going into that game against Tech as like the hottest team in the whole country. You know, everyone would have agreed on it, and maybe they should have anyway. I'm feeling great. I'm feeling way better than I did 1 month ago.
1 month ago, I had questions. Legitimate ones.
I don't have any. I have zero.
Some questions. And they're on the defensive side, but I've almost no questions on offense. I have desires for this team to be aggressive on offense, but no questions on defense. It's more of like, it's not even.
Will
it's
you
not
play
even
some,
effort.
Please?
It's not even effort.
Is that what
I'm not questioning their effort. They're tentative. They want to do the right thing on defense so bad that they're tentative.
Yeah. You think our coach is a little loyal to that 1-3-1 zone?
No,
you think he trusted
so
too much?
We trusted it against Kansas for like three more minutes than we needed to. And then we stuffed out of it and it worked. No, I think it is a great thing to have. I think it's great to open with at times. I think it's great to switch to at times.
Sure. How about Ray J. Dennis? Have you ever trusted a point guard more? I haven't. Whenever he dribbles that ball and he gets his big old butt into someone's gut, I know he's going to score.
A very loaded question.
He does that little fake 360
thing. The half hezzy spin.
Hezzy spin. I love him. Ray J. Dennis might be in my top five ever. I think he is so good and so fun to watch. Yeah. He doesn't miss. Plays great defense, got a great mustache. What else do you want, Matt? What else are you waiting on?
So I was more frustrated than I had been in a while in the first half of that Houston game. And
we watched the whole thing.
You have Ray J. Dennis usually being defended by Jamal Shred. And he would try that slow spin, which is it looks extremely slow, but it's effective because it looks slower than it actually is. And it was not working. And I got it stuck in my head. I'm like, dude, this ain't Toledo. This is the impression of me being
this ain't Toledo.
This ain't
Save
Toledo.
That for the fall, brother. You'll get enough slow times to say that.
That slow ass spin ain't gonna work here, bub. and
it has.
And since that half of basketball, he has played like one of the best point guards.
Yeah.
In Baylor, recent Baylor history, right? Like. I would
Reminds
take
me of like
him
good
at
Kenny
his bet.
Cherry. Better Kenny Cherry.
I see why you're saying that. I'm not gonna fight you on it. I know why you're saying that. I get the vibes.
They're both little guys.
If you at his best, would you take, like you said, Kenny Cherry over AJ? Probably not. Would you take you would take very few guards
I can name
over
three.
Ray J's peak.
There's only three I would take.
Okay.
You want to hear him?
Yes.
One, Jared Butler. Two, Laisdarius Dunn.
Well,
three.
I thought we were talking point guards here.
Well, you know I'd get them mixed up. Come on.
your options are like a Tweety Carter or
like a Pierre Jackson.
Curtis Gerald. Yeah, Pierre Jackson.
I probably would take Pierre Jackson over Ray J. Dennis.
Yeah, he was electric. Anyway, yeah. Right? So he's playing at this upper level when he's playing very well. I have it stuck in the back of my head that reckless, not quite confident Ray J. Dennis is going to come back. And I don't know. It's entirely possible that I'm wrong.
He's a fifth year, you know, he's some, true. I don't know if he's a dad, but he looks like someone's dad.
He does look like someone's dad. You're exactly right. He looks like a young dad. Yeah.
Yeah.
If he stays appropriately aggressive and appropriately confident, he can lead us he can lead Baylor very, very far into the tournament. I just got it in the back of my head, like the random inaccuracies with passes. It gets reckless is the word I've liked to use with him at times. But we don't have to worry about that right now because he's done nothing but play really, really good basketball. With the exception of Texas Tech a little bit, but that wasn't really on.
Yeah, I never really get too upset. One, about playing Texas Tech, they never won nothing. And whenever we're the visiting team on senior nights, it's like, okay, you guys can have them. I don't care that much.
That actually led me to add a new line item into my college basketball betting Bible.
Yeah, that's good.
And it's very rare, unless you know that the opposing team is going to show up to play. Do not bet against a team at home on senior night.
Yeah, it's interesting you bring this up because I added something to mine today, maybe 2 hours ago. Always bet against Kansas in the Big 12 tournament. They don't care about none of that.
They really don't. Now, they don't not care about always, none of that. But recently, yes,
they
you are correct.
They forfeited a game against Texas a few years ago. They just said,
Yeah.
I don't want to play.
Well, on that note, we did recently get some news about that Kansas squad. For the conference tournament, let's just jump into conference tournament talk here. It starts tomorrow, Tuesday, March 12th. God, it is already March 12th.
Ooh, Tuesday or Wednesday is so nasty.
It's very
those games already. I'm not watching those games.
Tuesday, we have a couple of games that I will technically have on the TV. How much attention I'm going to pay
Cincinnati,
them?
Cincinnati, Oklahoma State, I'm sorry. You're going to have Cincinnati, to see ESPN notifications.
It's Cincinnati and West Virginia.
Oh, worse.
The 11 and 14. That's the headliner. The main game, the undercard is Oklahoma State and UCF.
I'm not watching that shit. Don't watch that, Matt. Listener.
I'm not going to watch it, but it will be on the TV.
Listener, if you're listening to this instead of watching that game, go ahead and let us know.
I am going to bet Cincinnati, West Virginia, though.
I'm going to send you some literature because you need help.
Who's your pick between those two games? Oklahoma State, UCF. Give me your pick.
I guess Oklahoma State, I guess.
UCF is the 12 seed. Oklahoma State is the 13.
That is so nasty. Oklahoma State is ashamed of themselves. Have some pride.
Pretty bad. West Virginia, Cincinnati, who do you got?
Who's coaching West Virginia?
I literally could not tell you his name.
Listener,
I love college basketball. I literally could not tell you his name.
Listener, if you're listening to this and you also didn't know, go ahead and drop a like. You know, ring those bells, chat.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Give me West Virginia.
Put in my mentions. Send me a tweet. Put in my mentions just the coach's name for West Virginia. Yeah.
We'll see how long
it takes me to remember. B, realize that it's the coach of West Virginia.
Nothing, Matt.
Who cares? I don't give a shit. I'm choosing Cincinnati there because they show up not for a basketball game, but for a fist fight literally every time.
I think Iowa State's going to win this tournament. And you know why?
Okay.
This is the only athletic event they seem to care about. They really get up for.
They're going to have to do some caring. I'll tell you that much. All right. Wednesday, the second round, you have the winner of Oklahoma State UCF. You picked Oklahoma State versus BYU, the 5 seed. You have Oklahoma TCU. That actually will be a good game. I think that's going to be a good game. There's rumors that Porter Moser will be leaving for a different job. Did you see these rumors?
Did you hear this? No,
try
I haven't.
To
what is
guess
that?
The school that Porter Moser will be leaving, potentially leaving, rumored to be leaving OU for.
Okay. a guy named Porter Moser, probably something like Mississippi State. I don't know.
That'd be a pretty good job. Mississippi State's pretty happy with their coach.
Okay. All right.
DePaul.
Oh, of Paul.
DePaul.
Where is DePaul?
I forget the city.
Philly? It's in Philly.
No, it's in Chicago.
It's in Philly. Oh, Madison. Did you know DePaul's in Chicago? She was yelling at me. She knew.
Oh, Paul. I couldn't remember if it was somewhere else in Illinois, but no, it's in Chicago. wild.
Why?
OU, TCU. I mean, no. I'm gonna pick TCU.
Norman,
there.
Oklahoma to Chicago is one of the best upgrades anyone.
Yeah, but it's
ever
not
made.
A job upgrade at all. It is not a job upgrade.
You
well,
get to professionally live out of Oklahoma.
Yeah, I guess you're right. The next game would be Kansas State and Texas. Texas, yeah, seven seed, Kansas State,
I'm
10.
In. I think Jerome Tang's got a little something to prove here this month. I think
you think so.
Are they going to make the tournament? Do they have a chance to make the tournament?
Let's check.
Maybe
bracket
they'll get an auto
matrix
bid.
Here.
Maybe they'll get an auto bid, Matt. Something
maybe they'll get an auto bid. Let's find Kansas State. Ooh, no.
They
are not
really
in the
state?
Field right now. Uh-oh. They are not in the field.
Madison, did you know that Kansas State big cheeks this year?
Big cheeks,
huge.
Ugh.
Yeah.
So are you picking Texas or Kansas State there?
Yeah, I think Texas is good.
Yeah,
not
I think
great.
So too.
Not great.
And then you have the winner of West Virginia, Cincinnati versus Kansas. The winner of West Virginia, Cincinnati versus Kansas.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, Madison heard me shit talking Texas and was roasting me.
Yeah, no, yeah.
No, I think, honestly, I can see Texas winning this tournament. I feel like, I don't think we're going to win it. I think we've earned the right not to care about no second or third game in the Big 12 tournament. These other bums that have never won nothing ever. They've never won nothing ever. Yeah.
I
live for some pride.
I use it as pieces of information about other teams and Baylor. That's what I use.
Really,
how crisp does a team look? But I don't care if they win. I truly don't.
Yeah,
I don't know why, I don't.
I think the only thing I care about is if we get injured or not. I don't think we've ever historically had a big injury in this tournament, fingers crossed.
I can't remember. I don't think so.
None that I can think of.
Kansas versus the winner of Cincinnati, West Virginia.
I'm taking whoever wins that game. Kansas is not winning a game this year. I will
bet. Here's
listener,
the news.
Send me a Venmo request for $1 if Kansas wins, but you got to send me a dollar. You have to send me a dollar if Kansas loses.
Kansas appears to be completely punting on the conference tournament. Hunter Dickinson, who's dealing with a shoulder injury, and Kevin McCullough, who's dealing with apparently a whole bunch of injuries, will not play in the conference tournament, which is probably the smartest thing for Kansas to do, considering they only really have like 3.5 good players anyway. But yeah,
we need
so,
to talk about them being the worst they've been in 20 years. We can't just not talk about it. They have been... You know, comparatively,
truly
it's a
confusing.
High bar, but really bad.
Truly confusing. You know, there was a question asked in the Our Daily Bears Discord without the quote Kansas home court advantage. If they just had a normal school home court advantage, would Kansas be a tournament team this year?
I don't think so, Matt. I don't.
Their record on the road was atrocious.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're telling me the team that could not win on the road against some stinky-ass teams just happened to be gods at home like they always are?
Oh, here's a little secret. BYU beat them at home.
And it wasn't particularly close. I watched that at a bar.
Yeah.
In Vegas.
Yeah, that was wild. All right. So let's move to Thursday where the big boys really start getting, you know, BYU... versus you said Oklahoma State. So the winner of Oklahoma State and BYU will play Texas Tech on Thursday at 11:30 a.m.
I think BYU is going to win that one too. I think BYU is good.
BYU is pretty good. They are unconventional. They will get hammered by somebody in the tournament who is more athletic and defensively disciplined.
Is BYU the team full of quirked up white boys this year? Is that going to be
with a little
are?
Bit of hold on
with a little bit of swag?
It's not swag. It's not swag. It's not swag.
What is it, Matt?
It might be. It might be BYU.
It is quirked. I think because who was it? I'm trying to think. There was one
Bryant?
Team who Bryant. They famously had a quirked up white boy.
Oh, Mercer. You're talking about the guy who was hitting the Dougie in the post game. Yeah, that was Mercer. Yeah. After they beat Duke. Yeah, that was
great.
That's
going to be BYU this year. And I hope they soak it in. I think so. I think they've earned it.
Yeah, they'll probably just yell the N-word as a celebration. All right, so you'll take BYU over Texas Tech. The winner of OU and TCU versus Houston.
Yeah, I think Houston's going to beat them by about 30. I think
they'll be rested, ready to go.
If it's not Tennessee, it's Houston this year. And honestly, it's probably the other way around. If it's not Houston, I think it's Tennessee. I really think
that sucks. I don't like to hear that. Texas, Iowa State.
I don't have any beef with Houston.
Texas, Iowa State, assuming Texas beats Kansas State.
Iowa State wants to win that game. They want to win this tournament more than they want to win the big one because they know that one's not realistic for them. That's how I really feel.
There's something to that. That is some deep therapy talk.
They care more about being like considered the top of the Big 12 than they actually care about any sort of like national relevance thing because they know that's too far. That's a bridge too far for their reach. You
and
know?
Their farmers' almanacs don't get a whole lot of national coverage anyway. Yeah. So, yeah.
And they extend coaches for second place finishes. Big capital L loser behavior.
And they hire linebackers as head coaches.
They employ a linebacker to do anything on that campus. Best job security ever. Be a former linebacker at Iowa State.
In theory, we have Cincinnati advancing to their game versus Baylor, which is the headliner on Thursday, 8:30 p.m.
I think we went by 12.
Seed Baylor Bears. Cincinnati is not a good basketball team. They are an athletic basketball team. They are a hard-nosed, gritty basketball team, but they're not a good basketball team. Baylor absolutely needs to win that game. That is a game that I care about winning because that's a bad loss if you lose that game to Cincinnati or even an extremely shorthanded Kansas. God,
yeah,
Kansas does not want to win any. I just realized that Kansas doesn't want to win any games in this tournament.
No, I don't think they ever do. I really don't.
They want to win most years, but this year I don't think they do.
I don't know, man. They forfeited against Texas. They just went home.
All right. We have on Friday, we have the winner of presumably Houston and OU or TCU. So Houston there probably versus the winner of BYU Texas Tech to open up Friday.
Okay. So I'm predicting
neutral court.
I think we got a BYU Houston jamboree.
Semifinal. Yeah. Interesting. Ugly because Houston beats their brains in, I presume.
Yeah. I feel like the kind of basketball Houston plays is
the
repeatable.
Antithesis of what BYU succeeds against.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that would put the winner of Texas and Iowa State versus presumably Baylor.
I don't care about that game.
And I think at that point, Baylor stops caring as well. I think Baylor probably loses in that semifinal.
Maybe we go home, get some Z's. I really believe that. I don't think Scott Drew is particularly invested in the next 4 days, apart from staying healthy.
Yeah. So that puts us with like a Houston versus Texas or Iowa State in the championship game.
I think Iowa State is going to win this tournament because they know it's their only chance to win one. I genuinely believe that. And their fans know it too. That's why they all go. It's not just because they're great fans. They know if they want to see Iowa State win, it's got to be against teams that are resting their starters in March.
Here's why I don't want this to happen, because Iowa State then ends up with a number two or number one seed potentially there. I think they're already at two. That.
I don't believe in them at all.
It makes it funnier if what we think could happen in March often happens in March.
I don't believe them at all.
So I will be casually watching
TJ
on Wednesday
and win nothing.
That's a good point. Unfortunately, I'm going to be at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo for most of Thursday.
Okay.
So I'm probably not even going to get to see the Baylor game on Thursday night. But
I will. I got a big week. You don't even know about my week yet.
We'll get into it. We'll get it because I have a big week as well. I have a very, very big week.
Wow.
All right.
Wow.
Give me a 15 to 30 second pep talk, like convince the apathetic fan to tap into the postseason. Maybe not even just the conference tournament, but like,
sure, I got one. I was thinking about it today.
Yeah.
Listener, in just about every school in America, if both of your teams make the Sweet 16, that's a great ass march for you. That's pretty much what I consider the floor for us these days. We got a lot of fun to watch, you know?
And well, expectation.
I think we're so used to being knocking on the door of a Final Four that we're not. Sometimes we forget that both teams having an above 5% chance to make it to the second weekend is not something a lot of schools get. So I'm excited. I think we got an Elite Eight squad on the men's side.
I had a guy at work who I don't work with very closely. We're on, I think, two meetings per week together. Seems like a cool guy. You like a younger guy on the long-term relationship sales team. Mm. The customer success team, if you will.
Oh.
Yeah. Cool guy. He messages me earlier this morning, right, fresh off the tech loss. He goes, your Bears are driving me crazy. He knows I'm a Baylor guy. I go, why? I was like, dude, I know that he's better at times. And I go, dude, you do not bet on teams that are away playing a team on their senior night. You don't do it. Like, that's...
It's in your Bible.
It's in my Bible. Duh. Have you downloaded the ebook? And he goes, no, I didn't bet on them Saturday, but I do have a future on them to make the Final Four and to win the national championship. I'm like, oh.
Look, it might sound crazy. The ball
knowers are putting money on it. The ceiling is there. Baylor can absolutely do it. Baylor has the athleticism.
There's probably
and the offense
10 teams
to do it.
That can, and we're in it. Sorry, haters.
If we are looking at teams that can win it, right? Win it all.
Sure.
You have your current... I'm going by the KenPom rankings here. So your top 10, right? Houston, Connecticut, Purdue, Auburn, Tennessee, Arizona, Duke, North Carolina, Creighton, Illinois. Everybody there with the exception of Creighton, and I have concerns about Purdue's guard play still.
Yeah, everybody I don't think Zach Edey's going to carry them nowhere.
He'll carry them. It just depends on how far the guards are able to, hop on the wagon. Those eight, again, not counting Creighton, probably not Illinois, probably not Purdue, in my mind, all have a chance to win. Then you have your next 10, Alabama, Iowa State, Marquette, Baylor, Gonzaga, BYU, Kentucky, Kansas, Michigan State, San Diego State. Out of the next 10.
That's like four.
In theory, Bama could get super, super hot. In theory, Iowa State could get super hot. Marquette, I guess, but they're not as good as last year's Marquette team.
I saw them play in person this year. Did I tell you that?
You did. You did tell me that. How did they look? How did they look physical enough?
Now, you want to talk about a team with some quirked up white boys with a little bit of swag.
Yeah, Tyler Colin.
Marquette should be up there. Shock has got the boys right this year.
Yeah. Tyler Kolick is a great guard. And if he's healthy and ready to go, Marquette, in theory, could make a run.
He scored like 30 points for the game.
He's really good. Gonzaga, I don't see it this year. They don't defend.
Gonzaga will never win nothing. Their window is closed. I don't want to talk about them ever again.
I don't see it. They can't defend the elite teams. Kentucky has all of the talent in the world to do it.
Who's
but
coaching
they don't
them?
Really defend. Coach Cal
right.
Still.
Well, then that's all we need to know.
Kansas isn't deep enough. Michigan State isn't good enough. So I think at that point, you've now hit all of the teams that can win a championship. Baylor belongs in that 10, in those 10 to 12 teams. I absolutely believe that.
Michigan State did blow the doors off of us earlier this year.
That was a totally different team. That was a team that did not know how to play away from away from home.
And,
We
were still giving minutes down low to... We hadn't figured out that rotation yet.
That's a good way to say it. We haven't figured out the rotation.
That rotation out yet, I think.
Okay. So, do you have an official prediction even, how far will Baylor go in the tournament? Right now, before the conference tournament. We'll check in again after.
I think the University of Texas at Austin is going to have to ship us some rings because I think we're going to be some Elite Eight appearers this year.
Elite Eight participators?
I think Brock Cunningham is going to have to distribute rings to us. Then we'll put it on YouTube.
We didn't talk about that game specifically, but I was there and...
He stinks.
I sat like the meme that I made of the... the guy sitting with his legs crossed very calmly with a nice little smile on his face. Even through that disaster of a first half, or what appeared to be a disaster to others, I was not fazed. I was nonplussed. No.
Usually I will turn the game off if I know we're going to lose, and I didn't change the channel. So yeah. There's that.
It was pretty chill. It was a really, really fun night. We'll probably have my boy Foster talk about that when he comes in here.
I got questions for him.
Yeah, we'll talk to him about that game and his basketball season.
Let's just go
along
tonight, Matt. Let's get in for the long haul. We still, listener, our agenda's huge, and we just got going. So buckle in. Go on a walk.
All right, so let's jump into the women's team here. Give me your vibes. Women's team, where are they right now in your mind?
I don't know. I feel like they're kind of accurately ranked around that 5-6 seed window.
Yeah.
I do. I feel like, especially on the women's side, when teams who weren't highly ranked ended up upsetting us, it was often teams that could shoot out of the ball, you know, teams that had real 3-point threats, and that's us. And yeah. I feel like if we're a team who's going to shoot 35 a game in March, like, I'm not discouraged by that, you know.
I completely
agree. I'm
excited
to watch them. I think they'll make the Sweet 16.
And the defense is here, right? We talked last episode about how defensive efficiency wasn't there all the time.
Yeah.
It was there. Last game, it offense just kind of fell off, and it happens. It was frustrating. I want to see this team aggressive. If we get aggressive Bears, like, we're good.
Yeah.
We're in shape. We can play with anybody. Everybody, with the exception of maybe one team, but we can play with everybody.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, I feel like this has been true about the women's bracket for a while. There's more and more parity. There's more and more good games, but there's still like three teams who, it's kind of their tournament and everyone else is having a good time, you know, and that's fine that it's that way, but I think it's also that way.
So good. I think you can probably count Stanford in there too. Like, just really, really good.
Yeah. So I'm excited. I feel like we've said this probably the last 3 years, but I feel like this year is another year in a row where the women's side has the brightest lights it's ever had. So it's very fun. We're starting to get like real negativity, you know. I feel like you and I have talked about like one of the barriers like that people have created around that sport growing a ton is people kind of talk about it with like gloves on and they don't really want to talk ball.
Exactly.
And I feel like there has been so much ball talk this year.
Yes.
And it's been so fun.
It's a great point. It's a great point. Yeah. Like when we had Mark on, you know, we were talking hoops.
So much ball.
We were talking hoops. Like what his I've learned so much from his feed about other teams. It's
great
been fantastic.
Mark
Schindler.
Follow
Mark. Just at Mark. Yeah. No, it's go find him.
But I'm excited. I think I can probably tell you how we're gonna get knocked out of the tournament whenever it happens. But like, I don't know. If this team can make 40% of their threes.
Well, yeah, if they make 40% of their threes, we're in the final four.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
but even 35% with good defense, you know, takes us really, really far.
Yeah.
And gives us a chance against the Goliaths, you know, your Stanfords, your South Carolinas, your LSUs, et cetera, et cetera.
Could you imagine, just consider getting, I won't say it. I don't want to say it, but there's one doomsday scenario I'm very excited about with this tournament.
Meeting LSU in the championship game?
Yes.
It would be remarkable.
Making Kim throw a jacket into the seventh row.
Can you imagine? And I'm not predicting this. I don't think this Baylor team is as good
either,
as LSU.
To be clear, I don't think that this would happen. However.
But daydreaming about the post-game handshake after Baylor beats LSU in the national championship game.
It'd be so uneventful. That's the worst part, you know?
I'm not sure it would be. Uneventful, but I think the photos we got of Kim Mulkey's face would be delectable.
I'd have to call it a day, listener. You wouldn't hear from me ever again. You really wouldn't. She's so nasty, bro. I didn't want to talk about it. We got to talk about it. She's so nasty.
Oh,
that's
man.
All I got.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Yeah, you're not wrong. You know what? Do you have anything else on the women's team? Like, the conference tournament run is over. It was cut short.
Yeah.
But we're excited. Guys, you know, they can get healthy. And
Sarah Andrews is coming back. I think next year. I said this in the notes. I said, I think. Oh, one second. Every time I say something close to the word Siri, it pops up and it messes up my audio. I think next year is the year. I do. I really think that.
It feels right. In terms of timing,
next
it feels right.
The year. I'm very excited. I'm very hopeful for that team, and I'm excited. I'm having fun watching them. Also, Jana Van Guytenbeek has been getting major buckets.
I am so glad you brought her up.
Yeah.
She's been playing great, but that's not what I wanted to talk about.
Uh-oh.
Her dad on Twitter roasts the shit out of her like every 3 weeks.
Yeah.
He'll post a clip.
I gotta find him.
And like throw in like the TikTok Call of Duty edits in there.
Oh, dude, he's a cool dad.
Like when she fell over in one game after getting slightly bumped and he just flamed her.
Let's have him on.
One of my
Jana's dad.
I'm glad I got permission.
Come on.
Because I absolutely want to make that happen. I'll reach out. Right. We'll make sure that happens. If you are listening to this right now, let me go find
Jana's dad. If you know Jana's dad, can you send this to him and say, hey, around the 35, 45 mark, you should tune in.
I'm going to find his, Tony Van Guytenbeek.
Yeah, I could have told you his name was Tony. You should have just asked me.
At TV AngyTenBeek. I'm going to reach out to him, but it's so good.
Yeah,
he'll post like, you know, good clips from her as well.
Sure.
Like he'll post misses and he'll say, if at first you don't succeed, like she was trying to get the ball across half court and she got it ripped. And like he goes, if at first you don't succeed, it's so good. I love it.
I'm so excited.
We'll have to make that happen. All right. Anything else on women's basketball before we call my boy Foster in here to talk a little hoops?
No, just doubling down. I'm excited. I think we got a good team. We have a very, we have a good team to root for in this kind of like single elimination.
I love it. Yeah. I on both sides. I think you're exactly right. I think the defense will probably catch up to the women, but and the men too, honestly. Like, yeah, I think you're exactly right. But the offense gives you the ceiling. So
yeah,
there you go.
That's all you can really hope for, you know?
Exactly right. Exactly right. Are you ready to talk to the boy here?
Yeah. Let me pull up my Google Doc. I got questions.
All right. While you do that, hey, Foster, boy.
He said, I'm coming. You going to put some AirPods in him?
Absolutely, we are. All right. Let's get you in the camera here.
Foster, what's up?
He can't hear you yet, dude. He doesn't have
to. Tell him what I said.
He said, what's up? All right. Can you get that in
here? Hey, Foster, what's going on, buddy?
Can you hear that okay? Can you hear Mr. Evan on there? All right. He's going to ask you some questions, and it's just a conversation. You don't have to be nervous or nothing. We're just hanging out. All right. Yeah. So everybody, like, if you're listening at home, this is my son, Foster. I coached him on your basketball team. This was the second season I coached you, right? And, yeah, we were just curious to talk to you about it. Mr. Evan was especially curious, and we thought the people listening might be curious, too.
Mm-hmm.
Sound good? You want to answer some questions? Okay, cool.
Nice. Foster, I've heard a lot about your basketball season. It sounds like you had a bunch of fun. First, very, very broad question. How did you think the season went? Did you have fun? Would you do it again? Was it a good time for you?
Mm-hmm. I would do it again. I had a great time.
What made it a good time or fun or... Like, expand on it.
Yeah, uh-huh. Do you have a favorite part? Like, when you think of your favorite thing that happened this season, what would that be?
I think it'd be when Coach introduced, basketball friendly.
Oh, that's a great moment. Yeah, that's kind of when the season turned.
Yeah.
That's kind of when the season turned. So, you know, more than half of our roster had never played organized basketball before. And the same kind of group of kids, just super nice kids. Just they don't want to like make anybody mad or like hurt people. So I said, guys, this isn't being mean. This is just being extra, extra friendly. I wanted them to be a lot closer to the person they were defending. So I told them, just get friendly. And so I closed out on a kid and I just started, hey, hello, hi, can we be friends? And that got a pretty good reaction out of everybody. Mm-hmm. And it started to click for some of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
That was your favorite part of the whole season? It might be mine too.
Yeah,
it might be one of
that's
mine
good
too.
Coaching.
That was a fun that's practice. Good coaching. I remember that practice. Yeah, yeah.
Foster, I have another question for you, if that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a favorite teammate this year? And if you did, can you tell me about your favorite teammate?
That's a really good question. Did you have a favorite teammate? Now, you don't go to school with any of these kids, I don't think. So you don't like know them outside of basketball. But did you have a favorite teammate, a teammate you got along with?
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good question. Who?
Trey.
You like Trey?
Mm-hmm.
Trey was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Trey. Why did you get along with Trey?
I think like he was a little rough and aggressive, but not like too much.
No, he wasn't ever mean about it, but he was rough and aggressive.
He's real friendly.
Yes. Yeah, that's what made him good.
Like not as much as Zach from last basketball practice.
Ooh, I'll be honest, Foster. I don't remember who that is. Who?
Zach, I remember.
Zach?
I think that's his
name. I don't think you're remembering his name because I don't think that's a name.
Zach.
I know he was like the roughest basketball team I have ever had.
Zeke. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm with you.
Yeah. Zeke was cool, though. He wasn't. Yeah, he was aggressive, but you're supposed to be. You weren't ready for that.
Uh-huh.
Last year.
Yeah.
This year you were.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Trey was cool. Trey was our, trying to think of like an NBA comp. Russ Westbrook. He was our Russ Westbrook with better defense.
Wow. You had a multiple time MVP on the roster?
Not the MVP seasons. These were the just about to start the decline season.
Right before his legs fell off. Okay.
This is good. Foster, legs are still there, but was crazy aggressive and great on defense and scored a lot in transition. When he scored, it was in transition. Yeah.
Gotcha.
When you're in transition from defense to offense, if you remember. Yeah. That's a good question.
All right, Foster. I have one more question about the basketball season and then one more question after that.
Okay.
Can you tell me some ways that your dad was different during game days as compared to just like a regular day at the house?
Did I act or talk or do anything different on game days compared to like Sundays the day after?
I know difference. Like you were more aggressive than like
in what way?
Like you shouted a lot more
like at home?
Than at home.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, did I act differently at home?
Yes,
like
at
before
home,
the game.
Yeah, like before or after the game.
You would say, like, to practice at home.
Yeah, I wanted you to, you know, start thinking about the game.
Get your mind right.
Playing
you know,
on your iPad
in.
Or doing whatever.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what I wanted you to do.
Okay.
Anything else different?
Dad would like he could use a louder voice than you.
He does that on game days. That's okay.
Would I really?
That's normal for him.
Yeah.
Would I be like getting you guys ready to go? Is that what you're talking about? Are you talking about during the game or before the game?
During the game.
We're talking during about before game. Or after the game.
Like, yeah, like home, maybe at home ready. When you're eating breakfast. Did he maybe seem a little more focused or maybe a little more...
Well, I can tell you I was more focused because I was wanting everybody to get the hell out of the house so we'd be there on time. I can tell you that.
Yes, that he was much more focused.
Okay. Yeah. That's good. Okay, Foster, I have one more question for you, if that's okay.
Have you, you put a good question in there, though, that you didn't touch on. Did I act differently after games based on if we won or lost?
Yeah.
If we won, he would be like, oh, that's such a good game.
Yeah, that's. I believe you. I believe that answer.
There was one game in particular where everything clicked for the team, and it was just all I could think about for 48 hours. That was like, oh, I was like, oh, that game was awesome.
That's great. Okay, I thought of one more question. I just thought of it. I hope that's okay. Would your dad play any specific music that you liked before games, or would you like... Would you listen to a certain type of music before a game, maybe to get you like excited to play, or did you not really listen to a lot of music before your games?
I didn't really listen to music.
Well, we had mommy in the car.
Before games.
We had mommy in the car, so like.
But maybe, I think I might remember one time him playing Ba Da Don.
Ba Da Don, yeah, by Chase and Status. Yeah, it's, I might have to throw a sample of Ba Da Don in here. Like, it's a dope song.
Anyway, we see them, we are bang pan another one. Gotcha. Okay, Foster, you answered a bunch of good questions.
We had mom in the car most of the time on the way to the game. So, yeah, our music selections are a little limited when mom is in the car. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, very last one, Foster. You ready? Mm-hmm. I heard that you went to see Baylor play basketball a few weeks ago with your dad. And I heard it was pretty fun. I was hoping that maybe you could tell me about your time at the game and if you like the new stadium you went to.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I do like the stadium that I went to.
Just tell us about the experience of going.
Did you get any snacks at the game? Any popcorn, any hot dogs?
There was pizza.
Yep, we got some pizza. Nice. Personal pan pizzas. I didn't even have to read any books to get it. It was all of us, though. It was you, me, mama, and both sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's a party.
So it was a lot of people. And we met Mr. Deontay there.
Mm-hmm.
You met Mr. Deontay?
That's cool. Yeah. Producer D was there. It is always surprising to me how large of an individual D is.
Yeah.
Like, he is linebacker-sized.
I think before me and Deontay were like friends, I'm pretty sure we played in a flag football league on the same team.
I wouldn't do it. Oh, on the same team? Yeah, I'd play with them on the same team. I'm not playing against them.
It was us and National Player of the Week, Joe Williams. It was a party.
You know.
We were in there.
Yeah, a trio. A big three, if you will.
Yeah, that's what they call us, the big three.
The big three.
Well, Foster, I don't have any more questions for you. I think you did a great job. Do you have any questions for me?
No.
Okay. No. What was your favorite part of the Texas game when we went? And I swear to God, if you say the ice cream afterwards, you're going to be in trouble.
Was it some Three Spoons?
No, it was not Three Spoons. It was, what did we get? Oh, we got shakes from Chick-fil-A.
Shakes, yeah.
Ice cream.
It was not the best part, no.
Okay.
We did the different dances when the band would play different songs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we did the kill.
Yeah, that's kill. One.
Kill. And we did like the hip thrusting, boom, boom.
Yeah. Oh, with the tubas? Did a tuba come near you guys?
Boom. No. Well, I mean, we were sitting closer to the band than most, but.
Okay. All right.
That's it? You don't remember anything else from the game?
I remember that very, very loud, like every game I've been to.
Uh-huh. Yep. It was very loud. But it was extra loud, this game.
Mm-hmm. I liked the mats and putt.
You love the mats and putt.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It blows my mind that you remember the mats and putt every time.
How could you not? Like,
I wouldn't have it seven.
It's good stuff. Foster, one day you'll get to see Red Panda perform and it'll change your life.
Well, yeah, everybody loves Red Panda.
Tell your dad to look up some Red Panda YouTube videos later. You are going to lose it.
Yeah, I'll show you.
It's pretty cool.
It's very simple, but
I know I already said I was done, but I do have one more question, Foster, and I want you to think very hard about it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When you think about this season, this Redbirds basketball season that you just finished, Let's pretend.
Oh, hold on. There you go.
Let's pretend like it's like 2 or even 3 years from now. Okay. When you think about this basketball season with the Redbirds, what do you think you're going to like remember the most? What do you think will be like the one thing you remember about this Redbirds season?
I think I'll remember that very good game that we won from a 20. We won by 20.
Oh, yeah. You will remember that forever, dude. Trust me.
Yeah, that was the turning point game of the whole season. Yeah. That's where you guys just started doing stuff that I've maybe told you once or twice, but you guys were playing basketball like a 8 to 10 year old team. It was crazy. It was awesome. I love that game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or the time we put up 48 points.
Yes, on the other team. That was the time.
Oh, was that the same game?
Mm-hmm.
You have a better memory than I do.
Yeah. Call him the memory card.
Yeah, that was pretty good. That was pretty good.
Well, thank you for hanging out with me, Foster. I know you're probably sleepy. It's pretty late. Thanks for coming to spend some time with me and answer some questions.
You're welcome.
All right, buddy. Do you have anything else to say to
any parting thoughts, any wisdom?
To the people that listen to this show about Baylor sports. Do you have anything else to say? Any opinion, any hot takes, any opinions you think people will disagree with?
You think Al Walcott deserved more minutes?
Horns down.
Yeah, oh, there we go.
I love this
kid
so much.
You are raising him up in the way of the Lord, Matt.
I love this kid so much. Oh my God. All right, buddy. Go get ready for bed. Go tell your sister to get ready for bed too.
Okay.
I love you. We'll talk soon. All right, can you shut the door and get this dumbass dog out of the office, please? Thank you. Out. 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 Thank you, bud. All right, if he's in here by himself, that's fine.
Has he been media training?
He was good.
You've been doing some media training?
No, not a bit. He's just a good kid. Shut the door. Get out of here. Get out. Go get ready for bed. He's honor as hell, but that comes from me, so.
I was telling Madison today, I feel like interviewing kids would be the most fun thing ever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think
they got some really fully formed thoughts going on up there. You just got to ask them the right questions.
We won't get into it here, but when he was like 5-ish, he would say the most profound things about like the universe.
Sure. You told me he used to like read encyclopedias just...
Dude, he
get
read an entire kid's encyclopedia, like in 2 weeks.
I bet he knows some stuff.
Oh, he knows some stuff. Now, he does like to pretend he knows more than he does.
Yeah.
He told me that all of the states in the United States, the names of those states came from Native American words. I'm like, well, buddy, I'm not sure.
But he's on to something.
I'm not sure all of them.
You know,
Sorry, you can tell.
That's rooted in some really profound understanding that I think he grasps.
You're saying he's 4D chessing me right now is what he's doing.
I think that he's talking himself in a pretzel there, but I think he's making a good point.
He's connecting that
all of these names are pulled from other cultures that are regional.
Yeah,
you're saying.
Correct. Well, we talked about it. We ran through the whole thing, like where not every, but most of the states' names come from and stuff. But he's a great kid. It was a lot of fun to coach that team. Probably going to do it again.
You think they're going to extend you?
No, not for this team. No, a lot of the kids age out. It's going to be 8 to 10 next year, and it's no longer co-ed, man.
Okay.
I lose my best players if I want to coach my son.
There's something very, like, pure about having, like, a co-ed children's basketball team, you know?
It was so much fun. Like,
it's a very wholesome...
A girl was my best player this year.
Well, like, yeah, they developed
but she never
faster,
showed up.
And they're smarter.
But then she never showed up. Her dad had her player in soccer or something. I don't know. Great kid, great dad. I never had a single parent problem all season.
Oh, that was one of my questions for our other interview tonight. I was going to ask, what's some parent drama?
Not a single bit. Every single parent was like, I was very upfront. I was like, hey, I don't expect you to agree with like how I coach 7-year-olds because I expect a lot of them. I push them very hard in practice. And if you have a problem with that, I want to hear about it because we can come to a compromise and be upfront with me first before complaining to anybody else.
Yeah. Well, never had actually, a problem. Can I ask you one of the questions I was going to ask her? I didn't type it down because it sounded kind of rude. Do you think the parents of the best player on your team are going to push them too hard? You think
not too hard? No, not too hard.
Right.
No, I actually talked with the parents of my best player quite a bit. She was always asking me like, "Hey, if you are getting more work, like if you're going to go shoot around with Foster at the school or something, mm-hmm. can we come?" It was more like that. It wasn't, and they were never like, they're always supportive. Like there was never an issue. Not a single parent ever raised a single red flag with me. It was great.
Soccer great experience. Is cutthroat. I hope Foster or one of your children sticks with soccer long enough because those parents are fucking psychos. I think it's the worst of it. Maybe baseball is worse, but there is something about a soccer dad. Do you know Professor at Baylor? You know what I'm talking about when I say?
Okay. No, I don't.
He's a professor, or maybe he was at this point, but he was at Truett. And he played in the same men's league, soccer league as I did in Waco for like, I played from when I was like 16 until I moved to Austin. So, I mean, I was as regular as anyone there. And we called him Soccer Dad because he would get so mad. And I'm hoping that our tiny little tranche of listeners we have, one of them either knows him or played Waco men's league soccer. Because when I tell you so mad, I mean like cursing out the underpaid teenage referees in our men's league game.
Oh my God. Good Lord.
Maybe you should bleep his name. I don't know.
Maybe.
It was bad.
We'll let the producer decide.
I can't overstate how bad it was.
No, never had a single problem.
Dang,
Every single parent came up. Like during practices, I would look over at parents like when I was really getting into the kid. Like I never yelled at the kids.
Yeah.
But I was stern with them. I was like, hey, if you're not, I told them to bring three things to every practice and game, and it's free,
your
right?
Lunch focus, pail.
Shut up. Focus, respect, and energy, right? FRE, that's easy, good. Free. Yeah. They're free to bring, right? Uh-huh. And when they wouldn't focus, I'm like, okay, we're just gonna run you until you decide you want to focus. And so there were practices where I had to run them, you know, four or five trips up and down the court.
Yeah.
And then they would focus better. And all the parents were like, whoa, just like, whoa, they loved it. And the kids responded better the harder I coached them.
There is something like mystical about having like a healthy relationship with your coach, even from like a young age, even from like 6 and 7. Like there's something.
This coach cares
crazy.
About me.
Yeah.
And it's is going insane. To kick my ass in practice every single time because he wants me to be better. But he does, but it's coming from a place of caring about me and wanting, caring about the team. And that's the whole thing. Like if you can show them and be genuine in that, like it's, you can get so much done.
Yeah. When kids are still so like caveman brain, like tribal at that age, right?
Dude,
like
you're so right.
If you can rally them once, like they would probably at least attempt murder for you, you know?
Oh, absolutely. No, it was a great season. A lot of fun. What you been up to?
I've been traveling. I was in.
So what are you watching? What are you watching? What are you playing?
Okay. Yeah. Good question.
What are you doing?
So I've been playing. I got back on Elden Ring. I've been playing a lot. I'm actually pretty close to the end. I'm at the Fire Giant and I cannot beat him. Today, March 11th, is my brother and my mom's birthday. So I was talking to them earlier.
Happy birthday, A-Bears. There you go.
Later this weekend even, is St. Patrick's Day. And my brother, whose birthday it is, my sister and my dad are all coming to Chicago.
Oh,
so we are going to throw down all weekend. We've been doing some finishing touches on the apartment, hanging some stuff up.
God, you do look like a cop. You do look like a cop with the mustache and these particular glasses.
You
look like if Harry Potter grew up to be a law enforcement officer.
Yeah. Harold Potter.
Harold Potter. That's exactly.
But what else? I watched Dune and Dune 2 this weekend.
Bangers.
Madison hates the extra butter, no popcorn joke I keep making around the house. Not a fan.
Honey, you've barely put your Dune 2 popcorn bucket.
Exactly. What else? I've been watching Silicon Valley. I've been tapping back into Silicon Valley.
There
if you haven't listened, if you haven't watched it, listener, so if you're a little like me, listener, you might be a little nerd curious. You know what I'm talking about? Give Silicon Valley a chance, all right? I've been reading I've been reading The Hunger Games. Matt, have you ever read
I thought you were about to say you were on Book Talk and reading all those nasty smut books all the women are reading now.
That's my beloved.
That's the wife, too.
But I checked this book out from the library today. It's an Agatha.
You rented a book from the library? Yeah, is that what you almost said?
You know how many city taxes I pay? You know I'm going to the library. Hercule Poirot, are you familiar with him?
No.
There's a couple movies about him out. One was called Haunting in Venice. What was another one that came out? Murder on the Orient Express. Heard of it? It's that. So I'm reading this. Death in the Nile, another good one. What else have I been up to, Matt? I honestly have just been really trying to beat Elden Ring. And I got all these larval tears, right? So I can respec, but I can't figure out the best way to do it. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm not going to cut you off with the outro because I just have to say.
All right.
I have to say. Going. Nope. I'm going to end it today. Glorilla's latest song.
Oh my god. It has been on.
Yeah, Glow.
Non stop in this house. We're talking about Yeah, Glow. Yeah, no.
Maybe the best hook on a song I have ever heard. It is a brain worm that I am so happy to have. It is a symbiotic relationship.
It is. Maybe we'll outro with that. You think she'd zap us? You think Glow would zap us?
I don't care. I'm going to do it.
It depends on whether or not she thinks we're you got to bleep both of those. It'll be very funny.
We'll have to end on that.
I don't have anything else.
Let's go win a conference tournament and then a big one.
We have to record next week.
Let's do it.
Listener,
a bracket releases on Sunday. We got to record on Monday.
I've seen us
maybe Sunday night, maybe a live show. I was talking to David Fankhauser last week. He wants to do a live show. Let's do a live show with Fank.
Oh, last thing, let's talk a little football. Just a little football.
Are you leading us or do you want me to do it?
Yes. No, I got us. Okay. Today, I was reading Mike Craven's write up on Dave Campbell's Texas Football.
Buddy.
I forget the title of the article, but it was basically examining our roster looking forward.
I believe it was the roster bust down.
Roster bust down. Bust it. And we are going to be old and good next year, Matt.
I did not realize how old we're going to be, but you're exactly right.
Nine seniors on offense. Projected to start. Listener. Are you listening? Look, I don't want to say nothing.
There's good players on both sides.
There's very good players on both
sides. I can't do a good impression.
I'm not going to try again. I just got a little excited today reading that. Shout out to Mike. Always read Mike. Old, good, and
aggressive.
Daquan for real might fight for all conference honors.
Daquan for real is his nickname now. Daquan for real.
He really might be him. We're going to have a Daquan and a Dawson Pendergrass.
In the same backfield.
Right? And a pretty Ricky Reese. We got an R&B All-Stars.
My God. What would the trio name be?
I need to chew on that. I'll come back to you with that.
DDR?
Boys to Men? I don't know.
That can't be taken. There's no way that we've...
No.
More bears. I think I can make that happen.
Maybe it can be like nasty, a Christian boy band.
Nasty people in the backfield. Running the ball. The beautiful
Republican
ball.
Republican Football Network. What do you want me to say?
Roster bust down.
Bust it.